This week, we read Parshas Chukas. So it's Chukas HaTorah. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe al Aaron lema, zos Chukas HaTorah. Onklis do gzeira do oraisa. In Jewish history, Gimel Tammuz is a very famous day. It's Gimel Tammuz, 783 years ago, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. The Sreifas HaTorah, Sreifas HaTalmud in Paris. What happened then? It's a little history to understand the disaster. The center of Torah in Europe at that point was the Balei Atosis. There was a lot of learning Torah in Sfarad. But for instance, the Ramban and his cousin, Leda Mechutin, Rabbeinu Yonah, traveled from Spain to northern France, the city of Ivre, where there was a yeshiva, and they learned it for 3 years. The Ramban went back to Spain, and Rabbeinu Yonah went to Paris. That was the next level up, yeshiva, Rechimi Paris. And that was the center. People came from all over France, came from Spain. Rama Rutenberg came from Germany. And that was the center of Torah. France was the center of Torah. And there was a Meshumet who complained to the king that the Talmud is full of insults against also Ish. And there was a dispute in Rechimi Paris. And this Meshumet. And Rabbi Chaim Paris won the dispute. But in revenge, the king decided to take revenge against the Jews and ordered that all copies of Shas in all of France should be taken together and burnt in the city center in front of Notre Dame Cathedral, which is the main church then. And that happened Erev Shabbos, Gimel Tammuz, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. And then they said, Do Gzeiras Horaisas, the Gzeira against the Torah. And after that, France stopped being a center of Torah. And Rabbeinu Yonah went back to Spain. Rama Rutenberg went back to Germany. And the centers of Torah left France and then moved to Germany and to Spain and to Provence. Rabbeinu Yonah was shaken by the whole event. And it's a very important idea that somehow people forget. I'm going to talk about it in the Vadim, talk about it all the time. When a tzora happens to a rabbim, tzachi of the raisa, for the Rabbim to introspect and say, what was their Aravera that caused it? Any Tzara to the Rabbim is a result of a current Avera. It's a very different, very big difference between Tzharva Onish to an individual, Tzharva Onish to a Tzibor. Tzharva Onish to an individual can be for many, many reasons. Kadosh Baruch has an infinite amount of time to reward an individual, to punish an individual. It's a much more complex equation, which we don't always understand. But to a Tzibor, we're mechuyev to understand it, to introspect. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tainis that any time a Tzara happens to a Tzibor, they have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, what went wrong. Something went wrong. The medarki atshuva. And if they don't make that cheshbon, has a midas achzorius, says the Rambam. That is, why? Because unless they introspect what went wrong, then they're causing the tzar to keep, they don't do tshuva, and they keeps going and going and going. And when the Jews were expelled from Spain and Jewish life in Spain came to an end, and Jewish life. So we find the Chosid Yavetz, who was the leading Rav in Spain at the time, made a Cheshbon HaNefesh. What went wrong? 1648, 1649, Khmelnytsky, Ukrainians, the biggest anti-Semites in all of Europe, swept through Poland, killed between 1 and 2 million Jews, destroyed kehillas after kehillas. The leader of Polish Jewry then, Tosef Yontif, said we have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. He decided what the Avera was. This is true throughout Jewish history. So Rabbeinu Yonah was looking that here was the center of Torah that was simply removed from the Torah map. And he decided that it was a Mida Keneged Mida. What was it? The Rambam, dealing in Spain and later in Egypt, was dealing with a very difficult situation. And not everyone agreed with his approach. How to deal with his Mora Nevuchim, Sefer Mado, and the like. And in France, there were a group of people in France who were so incensed by the Rambam, they burnt his forum. And Rabbeinu Yonah decided it was Mido Keneged Mido that France can no longer be a center of Torah. And he wrote, and in response, he came back to Spain and wrote Shaarei Teshuva. What was going on in Rabbeinu Yonah's mind? Rabbeinu Yonah's mind was a very simple thing. If you respect Torah, you respect the people who learn Torah, represent Torah. That's an automatic. The Gemara in Kedushin says, "Kamatipshi hani bavloi." How foolish are the Babylonians? Why? The makami sefer Torah mikmi kami. Instead, stand up for sefer Torah. Negavra rabba. They don't stand up for Talmud Chacham. It's all one. And Rabbeinu Yonah decided there was a central lack of chashivas for Torah. No one could deny the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. No one could deny the Rambam Perish Mishnayos, a man who had total control of the entire Torah. Well, Pesuk Pum Megirsa. A lack of respect to him was a lack of respect to Torah, and friends can no longer be a center of Torah. That was Rabbi Yonah's decision. Last week we read Korach. Korach is a very, very difficult parsha in many ways. We have Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael had seen Moshe do an amazing amount of things for them. And Esam Marcus, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalah Satorah. And they heard Rabbeinu Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu directly, Emor Lehem. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, why? I want them to hear that the Torah is not your idea. I'm dictating it to you. And they heard all of that. And then Moshe went up in Har Sinai and they came down with the eagles of Moshe Rabbeinu. Daven for them. And then, very interesting thing happens. Come Shlach, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them one thing, and then all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that they can't come to Eretz Yisrael. In order for them to deserve to come to Eretz Yisrael, they have to spend 40 years in the Midbar. Achat Torah Nivlo Be'Evarim, the Torah will penetrate their very being. So when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they'll continue Torah when they go each in his different ways, where there's not the Mon, there's not the Mayim, there's nothing. Klal Yisrael had a Taina. You saved us all the time. You didn't daven for us today. What happened? Some people willing to adore Moshe Rabbeinu, Kolzman, he's giving and giving and giving and giving. When they don't deserve to be given to, then all of a sudden comes up Korach. The Rambam makes a very interesting point. Korach didn't have the chutzpah to do anything until after Shlach. Why not? This, until Shlach, Moshe Rabbeinu was the hero. Every time Klal Yisrael messed up, Moshe Rabbeinu saved them from everything they messed up. Every tzara, he's there. Then all of a sudden, Shlach, they have to bear the consequences of when they mess up. For the first time, they mess up and Moshe Rabbeinu can't help them. It was such a bad mess up. So then comes Korach. You have a very interesting netziv. Very says, you have three factors. Everyone knew Dotson Aviram were troublemakers the whole time. So if Dotson Aviram had said anything, troublemakers. But then you had Korach, a very distinguished person, the wealthiest Jew then, Choshev man, he's jealous. You know, people think money buys everything. And he wanted something, because I'm the richest guy around. It didn't work. You had 250 sincere people, misguided. They were the Makrivei HaKetoras. They wanted this. They figured they know how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu their way, and it's not up to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them. So you have the Dosim V'Avirim, the big Malei Machlokas, with this Choshev Jew, and they make this whole thing against Moshe, and people figure, Moshe didn't deliver for us. We follow Moshe Rabbeinu as long as he fixes everything we mess up. He didn't fix up our mess up this time. And Rashi says an amazing thing. Okay. On the end of the Parshas Balosha, What did Moshe, what did Aaron and Miriam have tied in the parchment of Isha? Moshe Rabbeinu was at a whole different level. And the Klal Yisrael knew that that's why Miriam was Metzoras Kashelek. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a different level. Then comes Korach. What do they accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of? The reason is parchment, she has his Eishes just on the side he's with. Ridiculous. This is Moshe Rabbeinu who talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Klal Yisrael didn't appreciate their own Madrega, and they didn't appreciate Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. And that's why you can have the whole issue. And you have these sincere people says, oh, then we can decide how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own way. We're individuals. We want to bring the Ketores. Why can't we bring Ketores? And you have the Korach, and you have the troublemakers, and one big machlokas in Klal Yisrael. Then, the story of Korach. And then Klal Yisrael come with a tiny tomorrow. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, if everyone's going to die the same way, so, lo Hashem shlochani. We're going to do unbelievable nays. It's going to happen. The earth's going to swallow up. Everything's going to swallow up. Membriya Yerushim. Swallowed up. And it happened. So what do Klal Yisrael do? They come to claim to Plumosha. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected your covenant. Are you crazy? You know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? You know who Moshe Rabbeinu is? You're out of your mind. Problem is, they didn't respect their own Madrega. They didn't respect Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. They didn't respect their own Madrega. They didn't understand what was going to happen when they come to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't understand Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. They can accuse him of selfishness and everything. As long as he's not delivering to them, okay, it's finished. They paid a serious price. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows. You can't come to Eretz Yisrael. And then Korach, you are Kohanim. But then it says something else. A very interesting thing in Korach. Nay Levi. What about Levi? The arts and those sinful will help you, but so can you help with when I host the Besoch Bnei Yisrael. Shevet Levi is different. They are dedicated to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, entirely, and 100%. And who's going to support them? Klal Yisrael has to support them. And then we come to Parshas Chukas. Well, when was the mitzvah of Parah Aduma given? The mitzvah of Parah Aduma was given when? At Mora in Parshas Beshalach. So what's it doing here? What is it doing here? It's the wrong place. Well, Parah Aduma tells us a number of very important things. Chazal tells us a very strange aspect of Parah Aduma. Strange aspect of Parah Aduma is that it takes a Tomei person and makes him Torah. It takes a Torah person and makes him Tomei. How does that work? Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti Ech Gemoh. I'm going to figure it out. He's the smartest person around, whoever was. He was Chokhmah. Torah is the Chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We break our heads. We try to understand it. We know that certain things we can understand and certain things I don't get. And then you wonder. I know How many times did I learn Masechta Chulin? One, two. I think this is the sixth time I learned it. Okay. So this time I decided, okay, there's certain things I didn't get last time. This time I'm going to get it. And Echaname, I worked my head off. And there are a bunch of things I didn't understand last time, and now I understand much better. Certain things I still don't understand. Mirza Shalkar Shabbat will be the Koach. I'll be around again to learn Chulin again. Maybe some of those things I can't. I'll understand then. So it's a chok. Chok doesn't mean that there's no Havana. You have to. It's not clear what the Havana is. There is a Havana of it. But then the Pasuk says, Limerat Torah, Odom ki yomus ba'ohel. In a Torah miskayem, those Torah, Odom, Chazal say, in a Torah miskayem is a mishim meimis atzmolah. Torah's not easy. The greatest hanah in the world I can imagine a person can have. You may not have gotten there yet. At your age, I wasn't sure I was there yet either. But I heard about it. I decided to get there. That to take a sugya that you want and really break through and come out with a tremendous havana. I don't know any greater hanah than that. But you have to break your head. You have to make masatzma. You have to work your head off for it. Torah's not easy. But it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And Klal Yisrael, we're now going into the Midbar for 40 years. What do they have to do? They have to learn Torah. So what are they were told? They were told, you know, you're going to get to Eretz Yisrael. The end of Shlach. And when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be able to go to your farms and go to your this and go to everything. And Sheva Levi is going to be sitting and learning Torah all day. You have to support them. But in the meantime, to prepare yourself for it, you have to sit in the Midbar for 40 years, break your head, and then Torah will be Nifle Bever. It'll be part of you. So when you go out, and then come to your farm or your vineyard or your orchard or your whatever you're doing, Torah will be so part of you that you'll be able to do both at the same time. This is preparing them to come to Eretz Yisrael. And they're going to spend the next 38 years doing, 37 years, doing nothing else but waking up in the morning to a shir by Moshe Rabbeinu, in the afternoon a shir of Moshe Rabbeinu, a chazor, there's a chazor shir, a super chazor shir, an extra chazor shir, and everything. But how do you get to that point? How do you get to that point where Torah is nivla be'evarim? How do you get to that point? Memesatz, break your head. And then all of a sudden, and then there's an unbelievable other thing in chukas. Problem with chukas, deciding what to talk about. There's so much to talk about here. It says they came, that now at the end, Bo Cheshbon, let us make the Cheshbon of the world. Tibone v'sikonein ir sichon. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? What Nasa Cheshbon o Shalom. Let us make the Cheshbon how the world is run. Okay, I open the news today, I see Donald Trump has one understanding how the world is run. Mr. Putin has a different understanding how the world is run. Whoever's running Iran has a different understanding. They have it all figured out. Chazal had a different way. What is Schar Mitzvah and Schar Avon Anashavera? The whole world Everything that happens, what's going to happen here in Eretz Yisrael, if there is peace with Iran, there's not peace with Iran, what's going to happen everywhere depends on mitzvahs and averus. So that's the cheshbon of the world. It's the whole thing. Chazal had a very simple way of looking at things. Lo nasu cheshbono shel olam. Okay. And then there's another pasuk. And the other pasuk is, and I will read the Gemara in Erev and talks about the pasuk. Oren Unhei. $9. Midbar Matona Nachwil Bomos Nons Hagai. What is this about? Im also Adam Atsmoke Midbar. Hatorin Itnasloba Matona. What is that saying? That means a person sits down to learn a piece of Gemara. It's hard. Not easy. You break your head. So if you're walking around with an ego, and the ego's too big, you're not going to get anywhere. But if you machnia yourself to the Gemara, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to you as a matona. As a stira. When you walk into a Gemara, I think it should be this. I don't think what you think of it. We machnia yourself to what the Gemara is telling you. Machnia yourself to what Rashi is telling you. Machnia yourself to what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Listen to what they're saying. Get rid of your ego. Machnir yourself to that. Open your mind to what they're trying to tell you rather than what you're trying to tell them. Then hator nitnis lado b'matona. And then if you keep going that way, nachla, it becomes a nachla. It becomes so part of you and give it over to other people. Nachil bomos. And then it uplifts you in a whole way that you never understood. You become a whole different type of person. But then, you have to be careful at that point. Once you become a different person, don't look at anyone else. Forget the gaiva. Torah has the ability to transform a human being. That's what Moshe was telling them all the way. I have to transform you. I have to raise a generation that can go into Eretz Yisrael, and Torah is going to be part of them. How do I raise that generation? 37 years in the Midbar. Year 40, they were busy conquering here. 2 years, a year and a half, until Shlach. And now in the 40th year, Finally, Baruch Hu says you're ready to go in. Why in the 40th year ready to go in? Torah's Nivla Be'evarim. But then, you have to keep focus. You have to keep focus. And we live in very hard times. We have here a very interesting series of milchamos. The milchama with Sichon. The milchama with, and they wanted to come to Edom. They wanted to come to Edom, and Edom didn't let them go through. So because of that, there's a halacha. It means Edom has a problem with Midos, but we have to know how to deal with them. Later on, Moav has a problem with Midos, and how do we deal with them? So the Rambam says a very simple thing. As Edom was vicious to us in the most vicious way, it's Amalek, it's everything. But as much as we look at them with a sense of disdain, we have to treat them as family. Rambam says, from here we see Yisrael Godel. There's no machlokas in a mishpacha, no matter what it is. Rambam Ravuchim is very clear. You have to understand that within a family situation, Rambam says, there's no machlokas. Who could have been a worse brother to Yaakov than Esau? He wanted to kill him. 1,000 years later, guess what? Remember, we all come from Yitzchak Avinu. We all come from Avraham Avinu. Rambam is very vicious about how it is to treat a korban mishpacha. But Moav is a whole different thing. Why? Why? And here, so big deal. They didn't come out offering us. At that point, Amor and Moav called themselves Amor and Moav. They remembered where they came from Amor and Moav, the sons of Lot. It's 440 years ago. 440 years ago, Avraham Avinu, in the schus of Avraham Avinu, Lot was saved. 440 years later, the fact that the descendants didn't have Hakaras HaTov means we have nothing to do with them at all. You lack Hakaras HaTov, your midos are so bad, you can't enter into a Klal Yisrael. Lo yavo b'kal Hashem ad olam. Rambam says, you see what Midos Tovus are about? And the Rambam says in Perek Tes Hilchos Tshuva, very interesting thing. The way to get to Olam Haba is through Limud HaTorah, on one condition, of Midos Tovus. Without Midos Tovus, nothing gets started. That's why Moav showed a lack of, but just imagine Hakaras HaTov. 440 years later, they had the name Amon and Moav. They understood their origins were from Lot, who was saved because of Avraham Avinu. And they owed Hakaras HaTov to Bnei Yisrael. In fact, they had no Hakaras HaTov to them, means finished. We have nothing to do with it. The Rambam says the lesson here is overwhelming. Just see what the Torah is telling you about what is essential to being a Jew. Midos Tovus. Essential to being a Jew is no machlokas in a family. That's what it's saying. Rambam says, take these lessons. It's Klal Yisrael in Midbar. They didn't appreciate the Madrega they were on. Didn't appreciate the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu was on. And they didn't appreciate they would be given. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know how I'm going to train you? I'm going to train you having sinned, learned 37 years. Every morning, every afternoon, every night, you're sitting and learning. There's nothing to do there in the Midbar. Now, what are they going to do? They couldn't leave the machna. They were stuck within the Sana Rakova. And the food that was deposited on their doorway, the water came to their door. Everything was there. Everything's taken. So what are they doing all day? They're watching television. What are they doing? Saying what I told her. Why? It's the Mechilta says, I quote. Torah had to get through their bones. Became part of them. But that's not enough. Then you're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Then you're ready to have the midas that it's necessary to be a Jew. Those midas are part of the very definition of being a Jew. And someone who lacks those midas can't marry into regular Klal Yisrael. Just imagine that. 440 years later, can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Because if you don't understand that such a thing as Hakaras HaTov, then we can't mix with you. I think the lessons of these parshas are overwhelming. Yes, Torah's going to change you. How does Torah change you, uplift you, if you take it seriously and break your head on it? And then all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Tumat Tonah. But it doesn't give you a matana unless you're willing to put yourself into it and have the hachno to the Torah. And there's certain things you have to understand you're not going to understand. So you don't understand. You don't understand it this time, you'll understand more. Next time, and after that, you'll understand it more. I look back from the first time I learned Cholot to what I understand today. The world is a different world. First time I learned Cholot was 67 years ago, an awful long time, before your parents were born. Some of you before your grandparents were born. But I kept learning it, I kept learning it, I kept learning it. And all of a sudden, all sorts of stuff I never understood. This time, I understand it better. Not everything do I understand. So next time, Mitzvah Hashem, the Baruch Hu will give me the ability to learn it, I'll understand it even better. And by breaking my head on it, he gives it to me as a matana. And he uplifts me, makes me a whole different human being. That's how Klal Yisrael were prepared to go into Eretz Yisrael. The lessons of these parshas are the lessons we have to be koned. We have to be koned very well. And this week, I always come to Gimel Tammuz. Gimel Tammuz, I tremble at Gimel Tammuz. You had France, the top of Torah. Comes from Ben Yon and says, but then Mazal's in the cover of the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, goodbye. And that's right after Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu did everything. The Mazal's in Moshe Rabbeinu's coffin. Okay? You have to understand the superior level of those people who learn Torah, understand Torah, whose life is devoted to Torah. And because they were not mechabed the Rambam properly and they burnt his forum, they disagreed. There's disagreements. But because of that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, France cannot be a center of Torah anymore. That Rabbeinu Yonah is just overwhelming. There's a deep lesson for every one of us.